Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I'm pleased to chat with Noé Tesseron from Tesseron Cognac. Noé, how are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be with you at Cognac Expert.
So what product are we tasting today?
So today we are tasting one of our most beautiful blends that we call Extra Légende, which is a tremendous blend, part of a collection that we call the Signature Collection. Quite an exclusive collection. Very few are bottled and sold around the world. It's a blend that was originally made, intended for private customers. My grandfather at the time used to make very personalized blend that he called Signature. And we decided to create this collection in honor to that time with only a selection of some of the best eau de vie from our cellars.
Listeners who are familiar with Tesseron will know that you only produce cognacs that are strictly above XO quality. So what makes the Extra Légende so unique?
So as you said, our production is very exclusive and small, and we decided to bottle only XO and beyond, and sometimes a lot far beyond. We are lucky to have one of the most beautiful stocks of all cognac in the region, especially all Grand Champagne, which is the central cru, the central area of cognac. And that dates back to the time where we used to be one of the many suppliers of the big houses in cognac. We used to purchase some of our oldest eau de vie. We used to be specialized already in providing some beautiful old eau de vie to the big houses. The production at the time was quite big. So fortunately, I was very lucky that my great-grandfather, who founded the house in 1905, and then my grandfather were intelligent enough to keep some of the stock every time aside for the future generations. My father, who started really the brand, he started bottling under his own name, Tesseron Cognac, only 15, 20 years ago. So we are a young brand within an old cognac house. Because he had at his disposal such an amazing stock of old eau de vie, he decided, you know what, let's focus only on the very premium cognac. Extra Légende is part of this collection, is sitting right at the very heart of our collection with a blend that is more than one generation in cask in terms of aging. And it is really a beautiful blend.
Do the eau de vie, or I should say the grapes, do they come from the Grand Champagne?
So Extra Légende is made of grapes exclusively from Grand Champagne, where we have our main vineyard. So we have a vineyard of 25 hectares in Grand Champagne, in the heart of Grand Champagne, in a place named Bonneuil, which is on a hillside of limestone and clay. It's really one of the best places to grow grapes and mostly cognacs that will go for aging, especially for a long time. And Extra Légende is exclusively from cognac made out of grapes from Grand Champagne. So a big part, a majority of the collection of all the cognac we blend and bottle are from Grand Champagne. But we have also a small vineyard in Petite Champagne near Châteauneuf, which is our historical office and house in a place named Saint-Surin, where we have 15 hectares in Petite Champagne. And we grow for a big majority Uniblanc grapes. And we have, which is, you know, the backbone of any good cognac. And we are one of the few houses still left to grow Colombard and Folle Blanche, which will bring so many more layers to a blend in terms of aromas, complexity. And Extra Légende is a blend of mostly Uniblanc grapes and a slight bit of Folle Blanche. And Folle Blanche is all about finesse and complexity.
What can you say about the cellar conditions?
We have actually many, many different cellars because, as I said, we have quite a huge stock of cognac eau de vie, which is very disproportionate to our production, our bottling production, if I may. So we have cellars both in Châteauneuf, in Saint-Surin, close to Châteauneuf, and in Bonneuil, in Grande Champagne. And all of them are really different. Most of our best eau de vie of cognac will spend some time in our historical cellar, which is a 12th century crypt. It is a place where monks used to come and pray. That's been in the family for generations now. Stone walls, a very old room with the right amount of humidity and a very constant temperature, which is perfect for aging cognac. You have a very natural evaporation, what we call the Angel's Share. So the reduction is happening very gently. And I think one very important thing about Tesseron Cognac in the way we work is that we take time to make things. And that is possible only thanks to our positioning and because of the fact we don't bottle thousands and thousands of bottles. We have time when we need time to make the blends. There is constant blending happening in the cellar through year, through decades, through generations. And it is very important when you manipulate such old and beautiful eau de vie that you manipulate carefully. You take time for the eau de vie to blend together well, and you can fill it in the glass at the very end.
Can you talk a little bit about the work of the cellar master? Do certain eau de vie start the maturation process in a certain type of barrel? What goes on Sure. from beginning to end?
So as I said, we are a very small house and the production is mostly dependent on the family, myself, my father and my sister, and our master blender, of course, who is also our vineyard manager. He's got a very polyvalent role within the house. His name is Romain Martial. He's the second generation master blender from his family. His father, Jacques Martial, used to work for us for a very long time as well. He is also responsible for the distillation. So after the harvest, we do what we call a traditional Charente distillation in copper heaters. We have 8 alambics of 25 hectoliters. And we are part of those houses who distill on lees. And the reason we keep the lees of the wine during the distillation is that we'll taint the eau de vie and give so much more aromas, especially after a few years. And as we are specialized in only the oldest blends possible, you will feel like when you try one of our cognac, Extra Légende, for example, it is still very lively and very fruit forward. And I think that is very defining of the style of the house. And those eau de vie, after having been distilled, every single one of them will spend a little bit of time, not too long, about 8 months in new oak casks. Oak from Limousin Forest, which is thick grain, slightly toasted. So we don't want our eau de vie to spend too much time in new oak because, as I said, they will spend most of them 10 years to sometimes many more years in casks. So we will spend around 8 months in new oak casks. After that, we will transfer them into what we call red barrels or ginger barrels, which are barrels who've been used to age cognac already. The influence of the oak will be slightly less important. So that will happen for 4-6 years. And after that, all of our cognacs will be transferred in old casks. And old casks, the main influence of it is like polishing the eau de vie. It's the time where alcohol leaves room to more aromas and elegance. The fact that we are using only 10 years old and sometimes many older eau de vie in our blends, the eau de vie tend to be much smoother and, you know, very easy drinking. The style of the house is to make blends that are fruit forward, still very aromatic, but in the same time, very subtle on the mouth without any overwhelming aromas. And I think being at 40% ABV helps in that regard.
I imagine for some of the oldest blends, like the Extra Légende, that you don't even need to do much of a reduction because the eau de vie are so old. Is that correct?
Yes. Every year with the evaporation, Angel's Share, La Part des Anges, we lose, you know, up to 2-3% of every single barrel. So reduction happens naturally. And when we are talking about such an old blend, it happens quite a lot. Man-made reduction are very limited. They need to happen slowly, step by step. So every time we blend eau de vie together in the cellar, we reduce them very slightly for the final blending of Extra Légende, for example, when we make a batch of Extra Légende. The eau de vie are already quite reduced, so their integrity is fully respected. And when the final blend happens, you still have the fruit, the full flavor, the full integrity of the eau de vie. And that is very important, only possible because we have the luxury to have time to work.
So moving on to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this Extra Légende?
At first, when you try Extra Légende, the most striking thing, I think, is for cognac that age, the nose is already very approachable in terms of aromas. It is very rich, big attack. You are starting to have hints of what we call rancio, charente, which are those aromas of butter, dried nuts, almost leathery. And Extra Légende is starting to have hints of that. What is fascinating with that is on the second nose, you get more fresher aromas of apricot, peach, things that tend to be considered as more fresh, actually.
What are the principal flavors? What are the textures?
The fact that it is a blend of uni blanc and folle blanche really adds different layers in complexity and especially on the palate, I think. You have this a little bit of a drier palate, almost tannical, but at the same time, very supple. I think Extra Légende is a very good example of a cognac that can be very rich and aromatic, but at the same time, a very lingering and easy drinking. On the palate, it's almost like the texture is more dense than what a liquid should be. Notes of cooked fruit with almost a velvety finish, which will stay forever with you. The finish is very lingering and very persistent. Those typical notes that you will find in any good old eau de vie from cognac, which has those aromas of cooked fruit, a little bit caramelly, leathery, that are typical. You really feel the style of the house, fresh fruits, elegant subtlety. But at the same time, you have these typical classic cognac aromas. I think that's the perfect balance between freshness and having something that is very pleasurable, enjoyable, but at the same time, very classic and classy.
Exactly. You want it to last forever. Well, Noé, thank you very much. I wish you happy holidays. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure, and I hope to see you soon around a good glass of cognac.
Sounds good to me. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.